Attorney General Mark Brnovich yesterday announced a $4.65 million settlement for consumer restitution from Theranos, the medtech startup that was once the darling of Silicon Valley, but has since faced legal problems for lab errors and deficiencies. In a statement, Brnovich said, quote, "This is a great result and a clear message that Arizona's consumer protection laws will be vigorously enforced." He also says the settlement will not allow Theranos to own, operate, or direct any laboratory in Arizona for 2 years. It was touted as a great victory for Arizonans, but the backstory of Theranos in Arizona is a little more complicated. In fact, the state welcomed Theranos with open arms, even as other states like California and Pennsylvania cast their doubts. So what happened, and how did Arizona's elected officials get caught so off guard? Joining us now is freelance reporter Sung Lee, author of the Newsweek article, "Arizona, Where Theranos Still Has a Friend." Sung, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a timeline of sort of the rise and fall of Theranos.
Right. So the attorney general said that the Theranos has been around in Arizona since 2013. When Arizona really made a splash was in 2015, when House Bill 2645 was passed. And that bill was kind of rammed through in the Arizona political process. The bill was introduced in February 2015, and the bill was signed in April, less than 2 months after it was introduced. So that's the bill that helped make medical lab test results be available to consumers without a doctor's approval. And from then on, Theranos really had a clear in into the state of Arizona. For a while, Arizona was the only state that had laboratories in anywhere in the United States through their partnership with Walgreens.
What was the effort by Theranos or Theranos backers to get themselves into the good graces of state lawmakers? I mean, how did it happen so quickly here?
So Elizabeth Holmes, the founder of Theranos, played a huge part in having HB 2645 be passed through with almost unanimous support from the House and the Senate. It was unanimous in the House, and two senators, both Democratic, opposed the bill in the Senate. And Holmes visited Phoenix several times. One Arizona senator told me that he saw Holmes arrive in a limousine with three bodyguards and in her classic all-black turtleneck suit. And she was at some of the hearings testifying on behalf of Theranos, saying, telling stories about her uncle passed away due to brain cancer and how Theranos' technology may have saved his life.
Sung, it's interesting because Elizabeth Holmes, in other things I've read, almost tried to see herself as a modern-day Steve Jobs, in a sense. Did it seem at all like lawmakers were sort of struck by that, this idea that here in Arizona we could be on the cutting edge of something with someone who was a real pioneer, that she seemed like someone who was making these advances? Were they fooled a little bit based on seeing stars in their eyes?
Absolutely. Holmes is a very charismatic figure, even in Silicon Valley terms. So, it's easy for non-Californian politicians and lobbyists to get wooed by a person like Elizabeth Holmes coming to their state capital and testifying about their technology, which at the time, this was when the bill was signed, that was 6 months before the first Wall Street Journal expose on Theranos came out. So we were long before knowing what the truth about Theranos was. I think it was also Theranos is also part of a larger push by the Arizona Republicans and your current governor, Doug Ducey, who have repeatedly tried to court Silicon Valley technology companies into Arizona. Theranos is one of them. Before Theranos, there was a bid for a Tesla Gigafactory, which Arizona lost. And after Theranos, there was a much publicized Uber self-driving program that made its home in Tempe, Arizona.
You mentioned, Sung, that the bill basically happened before the Wall Street Journal expose started coming out. Were there red flags that people should have caught? I mean, was it a matter of folks here just didn't have any idea what was really going on, or was there an issue where maybe there were some signs and we just missed them?
I think the Theranos really thrived off the secrecy of their technology for a while. That's what made the Wall Street Journal expose so shocking to many people, because Theranos ran an immaculate marketing campaign. Even in Arizona, they hired Academy Award-winning director Errol Morris to film commercials for them for Theranos. So the secrecy was part of it. I think the complexity of the technology that they were bringing into, the fact that they could find medical, you know, results based on just a prick of your blood. I think a lot of people who could have called Theranos out were a little held back because of just the complexity of the technology. And you know, maybe they also bought into the fact that maybe Theranos could be that game-changing firm, just like Steve Jobs and Apple once was.
Freelance reporter Sung Lee is author of the Newsweek article, Arizona, where Theranos still has a friend. Sung, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much.